Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. That would be May 30th, Memorial Day weekend, the big Indy 500 race. We'll see who the winner is. Be a real interesting race. I kind of lost interest in this race back when Parnelli Jones was kicked off with running turbine cars, because I think they should have been run, because they would have been in our cars today, and they're a lot more efficient. Gasoline engine's only 28%. Turbines run 40, 45%, maybe even 50% efficiency when they're hooked up right. So anyway, we're going to continue on with Betty Lee Morales from the National Health Federation, who was knighted by the Queen of England a few years ago, and one of my great mentors. She also wrote the foreword in my book, Death of Ignorance.
Animals with cancer of the end of the spine where the tail joins on, and all he did different was put them in natural light. And those tails grew back, and the hair that had fallen off grew back, and they didn't have a scar or a bald spot. So remember that everything is energy. There is nothing, nothing, nothing in the entire universe except energy. Man cannot create energy, and neither can he destroy it. But he has the responsibility to change the forms of energy. And everything we do is an energy exchange, because all energies are interchangeable. You've been a great audience. Thank you for asking me, and God bless you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Walter.
Can we get this camera stuff dismantled?
There we go. That was a brief ending there for her. She's off the planet now, of course, but she was fabulous. Very, very good woman. All right. Now we'll do a whale radio show. This is when I was on WHLE a long time ago. This was always a good show. Had a lot of fun with this one. Get the thing going in the right direction. And we'll have a little whale radio here.
The following WALE talk show is
brought to you
by Pyridine Incorporated.
Here we are.
The opinions and comments expressed are solely those of Dr. Fred Bell, his callers, and guests. Pyridine Incorporated can be reached at 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Now, health, science, and energy with Dr. Fred Bell.
Hi there, this is Dr. Fred Bell with Dr. Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Continuing on with our discussions this week of many different types of things, and we've been talking so far in the last few shows about pretty much nutrition and minerals and vitamins, and we're getting towards the end of the vitamin discussions now. And last week we talked a lot about vitamin C, and we also talked about wearing the pyramid and what pyramids are all about. And in review, last week when we talked about the pyramid, the body is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. And carbon being the shape of the pyramid itself. And I talked a lot about, we've been talking about how pyramids were developed for wearing on the head and brought out during the 70s. With our first unit being the pyridome, which acts as a tranquilizer and puts the people in alpha state. And going through the different ones, we talked about our copper pyramid, which is used for detoxifying, and the silver one, which is used to stimulate the brain, because silver will do that. Another interesting use of silver, I might add, is one that's being re-brought out to the public now, and that's the use of silver in a colloidal suspension. And it's called nature's natural antibiotic. And silver, for a long time, was used by the ancients to store things in. If you had silver urns, for example, the more wealthy would naturally have these silver urns. If water was kept in them, it actually purifies water, because a silver ion, when it goes into the human body, destroys different types of negative bacteria and viruses. And one of the big problems we're having today is there's so many strains of antibiotics. There are actually strains of aerobic bacteria out there. The people have been and taking antibiotics for it. The humans have started, and the bacteria themselves, the humans are starting to become allergic or not very passive to the use of antibiotics. Antibiotics are very overused. People get a runny nose, they run down to the doctor, and the doctor gives them an antibiotic prescription. The problem with that is when you get so many antibiotics in your body, after a while, they become ineffective. Secondly, you can't use antibiotics to treat viruses. They're only good for bacterial infections. If you use antibiotics for viral infections, not only do you get a gradual rejection and the body becomes nonchalant to the use of antibiotics, but if you're using antibiotics in a viral infection, you can actually make the virus worse by irritating it, and you end up with what we call a super infection. And there's so many different types of bacteria going around now because they have mutated in the human body because of all the treatments, and then the human body has released these bacteria back into the atmosphere and gone all over the world many times. And as a result, science can't keep up with the amount of antibiotics to fight the bacteria. So silver in a colloidal solution was approved by the FDA way back in the early 1900s. As first of all, they use it as a topological ointment to get rid of any kind of infections that you might develop from burns. And later on, they began to use it as an internal solution now, which we're currently using it as. And it will then attack all the different types of negative activity in the body. And over a period of time, cause the body to heal itself. So this is very important. When used with the pyramid, by the way, increases the healing process quite a bit. And one of the things I didn't talk about the pyramids before I get off the subject of them, at least the headgear of last week, was what happens to your body when you start breathing oxygen over a period of time. When you breathe oxygen over a period of time, the lungs absorb a lot of pollutants in the typical air atmosphere. In our homes and outside our homes, we have about 500 different toxic chemicals in the air at any one given time. And hemoglobin is very good at carrying, you know, just about anything. It's a complex molecule, hemoglobin is. It consists of four iron atoms, each made of two alpha and two beta chains, and they're octahedral shape, meaning it looks like a small pyramid right side up and a small pyramid right upside down below it, and it has eight sides. So in other words, it would be like a normal four-sided pyramid. And the energy coming out of the top part of the pyramid structure is a positive life force and a male life force, and the energy coming out of the bottom of the pyramid structure is a negative life force, and it's like the yin and yang energies or the male-female energies. And this, if you were to rub your hands together very fast and pull them apart, you'd feel a warm, kind of a tingling sensation. This is the seven levels of consciousness that are coming from the seven planes that are represented by the seven, the vitamin family, for example. Even though there's many more than seven types of vitamins, the categories of the vitamins fall into seven different vibratory frequencies. And in the case of the nuclear receptor, which we'll talk more about in the future when we do muscle testing on that, especially even over the phone, we're able to find out which frequency you're weak in by finding out which color you're weak in, which then tells us something about the hydrogen atom, which then tells us something about the oxygen in the lungs in the body. When you breathe in air, the air comes in, goes into the lungs, and goes into the hemoglobin immediately, goes through the lungs, into the heart, through the back of the heart, through the aorta valve, and then up through into a large arterial system, up into the base of the brain. The arterial size from the lungs up to the base of the brain is quite large, up to a quarter of an inch. So you've got a very large series of pipes carrying in the oxygen mixed with the different atmospheres that you breathe. What happens when you get up into the base of the brain? The brain acts like the brain arterial size reduces itself from a quarter of an inch to a millionth of an inch. In other words, it's like a very large pipe going into a area with a million different little capillaries. So what happens is the blood carrying all this pollution reaches the brain, and the brain starts to act as a strainer over a period of time. And so the first area that's affected, it's in the brain acting like a strainer, makes it seem like there's blockage there. So what happens in human beings is over a period of time, the brain starts to fill up or become toxic with these different chemicals that have come in through the lungs. And this is what accelerates the aging process. The aging process is partially accelerated by the lack of electricity. And when the brain, with this blockage in there, with all these particulates accumulating in the brain becomes ineffective and the electrical levels drop. So now you can't assimilate the electrolytes, such as things we talked about earlier in the herb family, for example, Botide, Ginseng, and Gotu-Kola any longer. So when the potential starts to drop in the brain and the brain starts to fill up with pollutants, the first area of the brain is the part of the brain that is responsible for your balance, the cerebellum. And so your balance starts to be affected in your physical balance. Remember when you were kids, you had, I used to play hopscotch, for example, and you could stand on one foot and jump forward and backwards. How many of you out there now can do that? And it's important that you should be able to do that if you take care of yourself. Most people don't. Then gradually this pollution and this blockage assimilates further and further, and it goes into the midbrain. Midbrain electrical signals are sending impulses and command signals down through the spinal cord and into the endocrine glands. The endocrine glands are responsible for digestion and 1,000 different things that we've been talking about. And so what happens now is that the body starts to become allergic, anemic, weaker, energy levels drop, and so as you get older in life, and finally this pollution spreads itself up to the forebrain where you have things like what are called senility, malfunction of the brain, Parkinson's disease, a lot of different things like that begin to manifest. So it's very important to get all this stuff out of the brain, and there's many different programs in the health field to detox the body, detox the blood, but there aren't any to detox the brain. And so what we found out years ago is that when you wear the pyramid, especially the power dome, which is made out of titanium, copper, gold, and silver, the brain will start to detox. And when you start to detox, what happens is the body will oftentimes get a headache because the toxins that have been stored in the brain for a number of years will now go into the liver, and the liver, of course, has to get rid of these out of the body. So we represent, you know, we tell people if you start getting a headache from wearing one of these devices, you take the pyramid off. Take a lot of vitamin C, preferably an ester C, like we've been talking about, and then drink a lot of water with it until the headache phase goes away. Once the headache phase goes away, you can put the pyramid back on and wear it, and your attention span will start to come back. We used to have a spoon bending class or a telekinesiology class up in Northern California at Mount Shasta. People would come in from all over the world. And so we ran a test with the success of the class. In other words, in this particular class, we were teaching people how to do spoon bending or bend metal pretty much by concentrating their mental energies into a piece of, you know, like a spoon or a metal rod. And with people wearing the pyramids, we had 100% success rate in the classes of over 1,000 students because they were able to easily channel their energies forward and concentrate them in one area with the use of the pyramid. It helped in many ways like that. We found that previous to using the pyramids, we had an 85% success rate, so it was a pretty good set of numbers. Now, one of the big things that has to do with nutrition is that we put a small amount of DNA in our vitamin formula, and DNA is very necessary because DNA is which stands for deoxyribonucleic acid. DNA is very necessary as a full set of instructions or energies to make the cells reproduce properly. One of the greatest things that the Pleiadians influenced in our society was to begin it and to understand, get a better understanding of DNA. And of course, with the O.J. Simpson trial going on, everybody's learning about DNA, at least that it exists. And they're learning about things like RFLP tests, but still, yet, even though we're watching this trial, a lot of us are, it's not exactly going into DNA on the deepest level that we need to learn about. But at least the world is becoming, getting an awareness to it now. DNA is made up of chains of very small microcells of energy. And the microgenes, there's about as many microgenes in one DNA strand as there are stars in the sky. And what happens is, with DNA, is it either spirals up or it spirals down. And the idea is to keep DNA in a constant electromagnetic spiraling state. And this has a lot to do with our length of our life. For example, there are 46 chromosomes in DNA, and there are 46 base pairs per turn in DNA when you're born. If you were to go inside of a cell and look at the nucleus of a cell and unwind the nucleus of a cell, you know, let's take it all apart and look at it through an electron microscope, you would find a small band of energy about 3 feet long, about 39 centimeters long. And this little band of energy will be made up of these small little microcells, which eventually reacts like this. You just imagine them as little tiny brains. They're like little brains. And as we get older, this DNA unspirals itself, it unwinds itself, and it's not 3 feet long anymore. It becomes like 2 feet long and then 1 foot long. And this is the aging process, because this is the intelligence that gives us the knowledge. For example, skin cells, when a baby is born, look how beautiful the skin is of a baby, because its DNA is almost a full set. But look what happens when you're 30, 40 years old, the skin has changed drastically from the time of the first baby. So with this in mind, when you go into the aging process, it's very important to be able to work with the DNA. And I'll talk more about that as we come back from break.
Pleiadian technology has now been brought to Earth. Introducing the Super Receptor from Pyridon. This truly impressive space technology is a modern anti-stress medallion that transforms disharmonious energies into a positive frequency. Available in 11 gemstone colors, each corresponding to a specific body function, the Super Receptors can protect the body from pollution, toxins, and stress, and has a balancing and invigorating effect on the wearer. For more information, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Tune in on Thursdays from 8 until 9 a.m. for Technology Today with Bill Holscher. Mr. Holscher is president of WA International and the developer of manufactured component architecture, a new concept in computer software design that increases user productivity, improves information availability, and dramatically reduces hardware runtime requirements. So if you're interested in today's computer technology and how it can dramatically affect your job, business, or organization, tune in on Thursday mornings at 8 for Technology Today, only on WALE Renegade Radio. Are you experiencing muscular pain and discomfort? Are your stress levels causing you chronic tension and reoccurring headaches? Massage therapy is an effective healthcare alternative that can relieve your muscular pain and discomfort while offering you an impressive range of therapeutic effects. At Bodywork Therapy Center, Carola DiLorenzo uses muscular therapy techniques to help reduce your stress, chronic tension, and muscular pain. Carola DiLorenzo of Bodywork Therapy Center on the east side of Providence is a licensed massage therapist and is available for lectures and workshops. Call 351-5169 today to schedule your massage therapy appointment or for more information regarding lectures and workshops on massage and stress reduction. Bodywork Therapy Center of Providence, 401-351-5169. That's 351-5169.
We're talking to you, Warwick. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
Welcome back to Dr. Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. And we're talking a little bit about DNA today here. So anyway, when DNA is formed, let me go back and start basically with the human fetus. Once the mother gets pregnant with a small human and the fetus is formed, the DNA in the cells itself is constantly increasing. The DNA is made up of four amino acids. adenine, guanine, thymine, and cytosine. And when these things vibrate, these little energies vibrate down in the body because everything is all electricity on one level. They produce sugars and phosphates as an outer coating around the different strands. And this, of course, gives them substance. So the DNA is then formed by vibration. It forms 12 billion nucleotides. And they face each other, and they're connected in a straight line to form a double helix. And the genetic code is, for humans, is every one of 6.3 trillion cells of the human body has at least one complete code for the human, which is quite amazing in itself. And on top of this, this then winds itself into another thing, which becomes microgenes. And then microgenes become genes, and on top of that we have the chromosome. And the spacing of the chromosome, which is imagine like a twist of little ladder with little round marbles on the outside of it. These little round marbles would be chromosomes. And there would be 46 of them in a human. The actual determination of the intelligence of this particular structure is determined by the spacing of the chromosomes. Because when you space the chromosomes, it produces a wavelength or a frequency difference between one chromosome and the other. So at a certain spacing, for example, in the human fetus, the chromosomes would be telling the cells to build a heart tissue. Another spacing of the chromosomes would be skin tissue and bones and all these different things. So this is all dependent on frequency. And what's really sad to say in our society today, there's so many negative frequencies out there, ELF frequencies, microwave frequencies, that they affect the human DNA in such a way, and it produces a lot of negative influences on it. So it becomes important to, number one, understand what DNA is all about, and number two, to work with DNA and make it possible so that you're no longer affected by this outside radiation. And it affects the lifespan of people. For example, when a human fetus is being born in the mother, before it's born, the human, as the baby gets older and older, the DNA increases until it has basically 46 base pairs per turn, which matches the amount of chromosomes that are in the DNA. So when you have 46 base pairs per turn, theoretically, if that could be maintained, you would live forever. You would be immortal. Because, as I said, aging is part of the despiraling process of the DNA. So what happens is, when a mother gives birth to a child, the energy and the nutrition and the oxygen, when the child was in the mother's stomach, was supplied through the placenta. But as soon as the baby comes outside of the mother, and the umbilical cord is cut, and the baby starts taking its first breath of air, the base pairs per turn drop on the baby's DNA to 34, to 46, 34. This means that you've lost, because in the process of being in the womb, the baby is growing and becoming, you know, stronger and bigger and more vibrant. Now the baby is starting to age, and after the ingestion of the first breath of air on the surface of this earth in the atmosphere, the baby, because it's gone from 46 base pairs per turn to 34, has lost 25% of its lifespan in its first breath. This process increases until you're 18 years old, and when you're 18 years old, you have approximately 18 base pairs per turn, meaning that you've lost 50% of your lifespan on your 18th birthday, if you look at the genetics of how humans work. At this time, a few other things begin to happen too. Different hormones that are important for body functions begin to drop away. One of them is known as DHEA. I've mentioned it earlier, dehydroepiestrone. And I mentioned that earlier as one of the things we use in our vitamin formula. Because DHEA, what it's responsible for is the breaking down of compound starches, compound sugars, and fat into simple sugars that the body can utilize as energy. So with the remission of DNA around the 18th and 20th birthday, the DHEA is starting to go away and not be produced by the body anymore. The body no longer is able to take in junk foods and fats and all these different heavy materials that we do when we're kids and process them into energy. So we start to become fat and docile and dormant, and a lot of things start to change unless we increase our exercise program to do different things that are necessary. So these are things that you need to know. By the time you're in your 50s, when you reach about 50, the base pairs per turn drops down to about 6 base pairs per turn. So now you've gone from 46 to 6. So naturally the skin is looking different. By now, you know, when you're 30 years old, organs start to decrease their efficiency at a rate of about 5% per year. So that means by the time you're 50, your organ efficiency has already dropped to 10%. So you begin to see these things change and happen until you get older. And there are things you can do about this. This is one of the things that our society needs to learn more about is in making itself healthier and more energetic. And this is one of the things that the Pleiadians have been teaching us for years is about the DNA and this unwinding process and how to wind it back up. If you look back 12,000 years ago, when Methuselah lived here, he lived approximately 962 years old. He had a longer lifespan. But during the scalar wave antimatter wars that took place on Atlantis about 12,000 years ago, capital city of Atlantis being Poseidon, located slightly off of the coast of Florida, when these scalar wave wars took place, the Greys were involved and they were amalgamated with the Black Priests of Atlantis. And when this happened, the human DNA frequency on this planet was reduced to a very fast despiraling rate. And so our lifespans went from slightly under 1,000 years per life down to something under 100 years per life. And this has occurred and this has stayed with us for the last 12,000 years. So now it's the responsibility of our society to recognize that life is not 10 years of experience repeated 10 times, or in other words, a 100-year lifespan. We weren't created to be such limited life forms, and there is something we can do about it if we want to. I see a lot of people read about these things but never do anything about it, but then there are others that I've been working with, luckily, over the world that are doing something about it so that they can begin to change the DNA structure in the body so that you can start living longer. And even if you start to make these changes, you don't live that much longer, you might live a much fuller life. Most people are living in an existence mode. They're not living in a euphoric, progressive mode that's creative. And that's too bad, because everybody has the right to do that and the ability to do that if they really want to. And most people are just begrudged by what they see on around them, and they think that they're not able to break out of their environmental bonds, which is not true. We'll be right back after break.
Are you lacking energy halfway through the day? Do you want to lose weight? Try Super Nutrition. The Super Nutrition vitamins and minerals include trace minerals from the clay of an ancient and natural seabed, chromium picolinate, spirulina, aloe vera, and a powerful herbal complex in an all-natural organic formula. To order Super Nutrition, Pyridine's full-spectrum vitamin and trace mineral system, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603 for Super Nutrition. 1-800-729-2603. Tune in Fridays from 2 until 3 p.m. for Alternatives, Options for a Changing World with Prue Kessner. Prue Kessner is president of the Institute for Organizational and Personal Transformation, or IOPT Incorporated. She's an experienced teacher of yoga and a shamanic healer, and she practices and trains people in arbitration, mediation, and dispute resolution. Join Prue Kessner every Friday afternoon at 2 on Alternatives, Options for a Changing World, only on WALE Renegade Radio. It's ERA SRD Realty in the heart of Rhode Island for personalized service. From first-time buyers and RIMFAC assistance to complicated foreclosure proceedings, it's ERA SRD Realty for all your real estate needs. In their new location just minutes from Route 95 at 3200 Post Road in Warwick. Call 737-5511 whether you're buying or selling, because ERA SRD Realty's special programs and guaranteed prime space advertising are second to none. Stephen R. Deutsch and everyone at ERA SRD Realty are there to serve the needs of all of Rhode Island. So call 737-5511 for ERA SRD Realty's experience and service. That's 737-5511, and don't forget their new convenient location just off Route 95 at 3200 Post Road in Warwick. That's ERA SRD Realty. Call 737-5511, that's 737-5511 for ERA SRD Realty.
Well, that might be that. That's probably the end of that part of it. And let me see. I don't know if it's... we did the rest of it on the other side, or that was the end of it. It's been a while since we did that show, but it was a good show.
From the ancient Egyptian writings.
Right.
Were those Andromedans?
No, the Andromedans are not reptilians.
Okay, there we go.
Andromedans are a being that lived 5,000 years, and they come from a different galaxy, one in Andromeda. And they don't. The Greys are overseen by a group known as the Reptilians, but the Andromedans are humanoid in form.
Hmm.
They teach a lot of there's a lot of great teachings that are happening now by them, because they are the ones that are responsible for divine intervention, the actual vibratory changes that are going on this planet right now. Because we're coming into an area that a lot of people choose to call the photon belt. But the photon belt is not an area of light particles, it's an area of light particle potential within the human consciousness. So as we enter that, a lot of profound changes, logical things become illogical things. And
this is what I was talking about
in my tape series. Those of you that are listening to my tape series back there will know that in 1991, the Andromedans had come and told us that we were going to go through a lot of changes, and then these changes over the next 5 years were going to result in some constitutional losses, which is beginning to happen now. They said that, first of all, that we would have a series of floods, and then that would go into fires, and then we'd go into earthquakes, and then we'd go into a militia activity. And this was all predicted by the year 1995. And that the FEMA group would become very comfortable in the Americans' mind. And this is exactly what's happened. But they didn't realize that as one of the things that was going to be emphasized by the year 1995 was the threat of nuclear terrorism due to briefcase nuclear bombs. And if you listen to my tape series, this was done in 1991. And it predicted dates, times, and events, all from the mouth of the Andromedans, primarily Liara, who's the contact lady. And I think with Oklahoma, it's right on schedule. Very interesting.
Yeah, I could feel a very strong evolutionary change happening rapidly right now. And
it's happening. And if people don't get on the bandwagon, they're going to be victims. You know.
Well, Doctor, this plane of demonstration, this density, matter, it's basically an illusion. We have been filled with dogma and misconceived ideas, and people don't really know who they are today.
That's true. But they've got to take a stand. I mean, even go back to the teachings of Christ, you know, he very specifically said, you've got to take care of yourself, you know. He basically said the government, if you want the government to take care of you, become the government. You know, if you want to be an individual, you've got to be an individual. And people are freaking out over this stuff because they're not alive. They aren't pulling their consciousness, their knowledge from within. Why are they not doing that? Because of ELF, because of the food chain being poisoned. It's the program of the Greys. The Greys are attacking us on every level. Everything that I've mentioned, every nutrient, everything is affected by the effects of the food. You know, the foods are irradiated. There's so much nitrite. And people aren't doing anything about it. I mean, there's a small movement of people that are helping themselves, and these are the ones that will survive.
Well, you're helping us.
Huh?
You're giving us... See, a lot of people can't understand this information because they doubt and they're not open-minded, but...
Well, that's okay. That's their freedom. But, if you don't, you have to believe in order to receive, and you got to get into the program. And it's important. You know, we just came back. We were in New York. We come to New York 3 times a year. And the people in New York City are really getting into it now. I've been working with a New Yorker for 20 years. I'm seeing a tremendous surge back there as a result. And then we were in Colorado Springs this weekend, and we had a tremendous response over there by the city of Colorado Springs. Yeah. There are groups that are starting to really understand that this is really necessary, and they should really wake up to it. Because, you know, going to work every day, being a vegetable, you can take that choice, being led down the primrose path, but this time it's not going to be the path of the Renaissance time. This is a much more serious path that should be led down.
Well, I think I can add to this and just say this, that all the preconceived ideas, religious ideas, the fear of, eternal damnation, death and dying and all that, it's contrary to what we're truly capable of. What you said there about the DNA and the longevity potential, if we could become one with ourselves, love ourselves, and live in the moment, and open up that pituitary and all the other glandular systems, we could expand the 30% of mind power all the way to the max and ascend.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when I was
talking... And in the process, do miracles, just like Jesus Christ showed us.
Exactly. Well, you know, when we were talking, remember last week when I was talking about the pyramids, and I was talking about Jay-Z Knight?
Yes.
She was a splendid example. Here was an ordinary housewife that purchased our Ray Dome, put it on her head. 3 months later, she opened up a channel, and she became Ramtha. The woman became worldwide. She's published, I don't know, in print, over 6 million books. You know, I don't know how many titles, maybe 5 or 10.
I've read them all.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's one example of somebody that got off the bandwagon and did something. And she, when we were at, in 1978, we were at Portland, Oregon there, right? And we were at the National Health Federation doing our freedom. You know, this is the time when I was helping Americans gain their political nutritional freedom, their right to be able to go and get vitamins, not by prescription and health choices. So that's the movement I was in then. And here comes this Jay-Z Knight character, and she just kept staring at those pyramids, and she didn't want to put one of those on. You know, I mean, it was beneath her dignity. I could tell that. And there was something inside of me that said she's going to get one of these things, and she got it, and she wore it, and you saw what happened. Another time we had him at UCLA. I was talking last week about that little child, Stan Alms, who went total remission from epilepsy wearing the pyramids.
Yeah.
Well, during that same group up there at Orchid Union, we put him on in the college classes. We had the kids wearing in the college, you know, in Santa Barbara, yeah. University of California, wearing the pyramids, and their grade point averages went up 1 point in the classes that wore the pyramids from semester.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, these
but you know, the ramp to message. That's not Jay-Z Knight. That's a channeled entity.
Right.
We've all got the potential to know everything there is to know, but that's merely a 35,000-year-old entity that came through her and uses her body as a vehicle.
Right.
So as not to scare everybody with his own identity.
Exactly. But everybody has the potential to do something. I mean, it doesn't have to be channeling. It could be anything.
Well, I believe in simplifying and learning, whether it be through the Bible and some of the basic messages or through the channels, that we are miraculous, extreme beings that we don't even have the faintest idea, the vast majority of what they're capable of. And
right.
It's great to have you show. I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, glad. I hope everybody else out there is understanding, too. We like lots of callers, you know.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Have a good week.
So anyway, getting back to the... Okay, well, I guess it's break time already. We'll be right back.
Why do various extraterrestrial groups visit Earth? Who are they, and what information do they have for us? Dr. Fred Bell, Air Force veteran and collaborator on NASA's Saturn and Apollo moon projects, answers these questions and more in his cassette series, The Promise. This 18-hour audio series explains high-tech pyramid systems, the Pleiadian superreceptor, how you can become your own energy doctor, super nutrition, and a lot more. Call 1-800-729-2603 today, and you'll also receive a copy of the book, The Promise, as well as a one-hour video showing joint alien and U.S. military technology at work absolutely free. That number again is 1-800-729-2603 for The Promise audio series, only $139. That's a $50 savings and includes the 18-hour cassette series, the book by Dr. Fred Bell and Brad Steiger, and the one-hour video. So call now, 1-800-729-2603 for Dr. Fred Bell's The Promise.
If you have a problem with your car, let Alliance Motor Sales and Service and WALE help. Listen to the Alliance Motor Line every Saturday between 1 and 2 p.m. Owner Ron Gobin and ASC certified technicians will answer any questions you have about your car. That's the Alliance Motor Line, Saturdays from 1 until 2 p.m. right here on AM 99, WALE, Renegade Radio.
Hi, I'm Tony Freitas of JKL Engineering. Join me 6 to 7 p.m. Thursdays on WALE for the JKL Engineering Show. We'll talk about carrier high-efficiency gas heating and air conditioning systems. We'll also discuss local issues. And you can even win a gift certificate to a new Chalo's restaurant. So join me 6 to 7 p.m. every Thursday, you know, the day after Wednesday, for the JKL Engineering Show, right here on 990 AM, WALE, all talk, all the time.
Welcome back to Dr. Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Yes, I like it when I have stimulating callers. It shows me that people are interested out there. So if you have questions, don't be afraid to call in, because we've got plenty of time for that, too, because it's good to get to know this audience out there and what the needs are of the individual areas. I've done radio shows and television shows all over the world, and everybody, I find that so much of the world is like little pockets of different types of people that it takes time to get to know everybody. Anyway, so we're talking about DNA and how it's these spirals causing the aging process to creep up on us and how we can reverse this process. One of the most interesting devices that we have developed from the Pleiadian lore is the nuclear receptor. And the reason it's called the nuclear receptor is because it is a small device that's worn around the neck. It's about an inch and a half in diameter. A lot of people think it looks like a satellite dish. It has on it about a 244 pyramids arranged in the Fibonacci series. I think we've got a caller on the line here.
Yes, hello, Dr. Bell.
Yes.
I understand you associated with NASA.
Yeah, I was associated with NASA, yes.
Did you know James Irwin?
Not personally. A friend and associate of mine knows him quite well, Sean Morton, who I work with in the UFO field.
I see. Concerning Mount Ararat and Noah's Ark, why would a person with his knowledge and of technology and all that science go climbing Mount Ararat for Noah's Ark?
Well, I don't know. You'd probably have to ask him, but...
Do you think he came close or found anything?
Well, I just know that a lot of satellite photography and a lot of aerial photography shows that the glacier up there moves around, and at one point it opened up, and in the 30s, and they photographed, they went up and reached it. There was a whole lot, there's a huge boat that was up there, very much described by the writings of the Bible, and that is the Ark. And then, of course, the glacier shifted back over it again, knocked a few boards from it down the side of the hill, and people have been looking for it ever since. Pretty much all I know about that, you know, and supposedly Noah's Ark. The pyramid records in Egypt records that there's a high water mark up on the upper side of the pyramid, so the pyramid attests to the fact that the flood existed in Egypt because it wasn't completely covered when the world was flooding. But these astronauts, Mitchell was a good example. When I worked in the NASA program, one of the big things that was real interesting with astronauts was weightlessness. And what happens is people don't realize it, but they use 99% of their energy during the day overcoming gravity, and it produces large amounts of lactic acid in the body. And this is one of the purposes of sleep, is to remove the lactic acid. You take a really top-conditioned athlete and put them in a spaceship and send them out into space, where they don't have gravity to overcome with all their energy they've got. They have what they call out-of-body experiences or astral projections, and that was a big thing with the space program, was these astral projections. I also worked with some Russian cosmonauts, and the Russian space program was different than the U.S. space program, because the Russian program taught a spiritual side of the astral projections they were experiencing. As a result, after the astronaut programs were over, the Soviet astronauts seemed to be in a better mind state and be able to cope with life, whereas a lot of the American astronauts got very withdrawn. Edgar Mitchell, for example, saw God on the moon. He was so far out of his body, and he started a lot of spiritual programs. So he made the adaption, but a lot of them, because our society on the political level doesn't really align itself to this type of spirituality, somehow, I guess they think it conflicts with religion, it leaves an unbalanced astronaut. So they do a lot of different things when they retire from that program, you know.
All right. According to, about psychicism.
Yeah.
And that, concerning numbers, like, let's say, could somebody wearing these pyramids pick out the numbers at the casino and...
Well, I'll tell you what happens in Las Vegas. It's funny you should mention that. We used to have We used to test the power of the pyramid over there. The MGM Grand was one of our favorite places. If we would put the pyridome, see, we have different levels of pyramid energy. They're different, depending on the orgone plating levels, depends on the energy. And what psychic energy is, you know, your aura is generating itself out, around the body. We'll get into auras more in the later things, but your aura frequency goes out. Now, if you develop a really powerful aura, it will affect other people's auras. When that affects them, it will cause them to turn around and look at you or be sensitive to you, whereas they might not be tuned into you because people can detect these subtle aura fields.
Yeah.
For example, if you have a magnet and you bring it near a piece of metal, that piece of metal becomes magnetized. The same thing with a human aura. So what we would do is the lower powered pyramids, like the little pyridome, which is a steel-based pyramid, we could, two or three of us would put the gold pyridome on our heads. We'd walk in the MGM Grand Hotel, and that was before it burned down now, the old big room over there.
Right.
That was our testing area. We'd walk in there, and we would clear a swath of gamblers probably 50 or 60 feet wide as we walked down through the center of the gambling rooms. They would stare at us from 50 to 60 foot wide swaths. We put the radome on with the silver at another time when we developed that. We'd go over there every 4 months to different pyramids. And we would clear like 100-150 foot, swaths because we knew the energy was higher. So as you walk down the room, people from 150 feet would stop whatever they're doing and just literally stare at you. And then we developed the power dome, which is the most powerful pyramid, and put that on your head. You walk in the MGM Grand, the whole place would stare at you. And, we did a lot of tests, with dowsers, and we found that the field, varied on the individuals depending on which pyramid that we, wore on our heads. Because we had a lot of dowsers to detect pretty much how far out the electromagnetic aura of a human is extended by different pyramids. As far as helping your gambling abilities, gambling is a form of intuition. I've got, friends that are gamblers. They don't do it for a living. They do it for fun.
Yep.
But because they're wealthy and they don't really care whether they win or lose, it makes them free of that energy, that negative psychic energy that hovers around the gambling table.
I see.
So they'll usually wear the receptor because it's not as conspicuous as the pyramid on their head. But what happens is it allows them to subconsciously analyze what, say, a roulette wheel is doing when you go by it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them increase their winnings by wearing the pyramids many times over there. The first time we ever wore pyramids to Las Vegas, we got there, and that was back when the old Landmark Hotel was still there. It was many years ago in the 70s. There's three or four of us drove in to Las Vegas. All we did was drive in. I had a Lincoln Continental at the time, a nice car. I was wearing, you know, like a suit, but I had a pyramid on my head. I drove into town, went into the Landmark Hotel, checked in, and went to my room. 20 minutes later, on my first visit wearing a pyramid in Las Vegas, the sheriff called me up and said, well, I knew who we were and what we wanted. And I explained to him that I was Dr. Bell. We were from Laguna Beach. We were wearing pyramids because we were in a meditation, and we were on our way over to the convention center because we had a convention there, and our rep, Frank Berta, who's our Las Vegas rep, was waiting for us. That made the sheriff very happy. But the energy is so great on these things that this is what happens. I mean, it attracts attention. But at the same time, over the years wearing a pyramid in public, for example, I was in the Old World restaurant one time with my wife in Hollywood.
Right.
We sat down there, and next to us were two people, and we had our pyramids on, and they started a conversation. And the guy's name was Henry Coleman and his girlfriend. He bought the pyramids right off our heads, and then we became friends, and he was the executive producer for Love Boat. So as a result of that, he wanted me to become an actor on Love Boat with a major role, but I was into this holistic thing and didn't have time for it. Another time I was at the Source restaurant. This 19-year-old girl came up, this was a number of years ago when I was younger too, but this 19-year-old girl came up and put her head on my lap and says, I want to know who you are. You're wearing a pyramid. And I says, what's your name? And she says, Michelle Pfeiffer. So I started dating Michelle Pfeiffer because I had a pyramid on my head. I mean, amazing things happen when you wear these things. I don't wear them in public like I used to, but I wouldn't be caught dead going down the highway not wearing one. Because when you wear them, when you're driving your car, it increases your attention span and you don't get an accident. So basically when you wear them, it's a whole other experience. But the only way I can describe it is to try it, you know.
What particular alloy or something did you use?
No, what it is we use, we use two base metals, either steel or we use titanium. Mm-hmm. Now, titanium, because it's a precious metal, is more expensive than, the steel one. And then we use, Wilhelm Reich's, orgone plate, process. Only instead of using wool and cotton, we use different metals, different, rare metals to amplify the orgone electricity. When I first met Ava Reich, who was Wilhelm Reich's daughter, it was at the Roosevelt Hotel back in about 1979. She's a medical doctor, and she was doing a medical conference. And we were doing a show with the National Health Federation down in the lower floor, and she was doing a conference in the penthouse suite. And what happened was, one of my people walked in to her conference by mistake. She saw the pyramid on her head and she said, there's an orgone-plated pyramid. She didn't even know what we had. She knew what it was. Okay, we gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Pleiadian technology has now been brought to Earth. Introducing the Super Receptor from Pyridon. This truly impressive space technology is a modern anti-stress medallion that transforms disharmonious energies into a positive frequency. Available in 11 gemstone colors, each corresponding to a specific body function, the super receptors can protect the body from pollution, toxins, and stress, and has a balancing and invigorating effect on the wearer. For more information, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603.
Can you tell which of these cats is not well? Many felines hide outward signs of illness, making life-threatening diseases difficult to detect. The smart cat owner knows the best medicine is preventive medicine. To keep your pet healthy, take it to the veterinarian once a year for regular checkups and vaccinations.
A message from the Cat Fanciers Association, the world's largest pedigreed cat registry.
Learn about food allergies, how they affect your health, and what you can do about them every Tuesday from 9 until 10 a.m. on The Science of Nutritional and Herbal Medicine featuring James Brawley, M.D. Dr. Brawley is the author of Dr. Brawley's Food Allergy and Nutrition Revolution, now in its fifth printing. It's your chance to question a true expert every Tuesday morning at 9 on WALE Renegade Radio.
We're talking to you, Coventry. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
Now, I'm glad that we're getting some interest out there in the pyramids, and we've gotten a lot of responses sent an awful lot of literature out from these radio shows, and I guess people will eventually digest the literature in the show and start participating, but I look forward to time on this radio show when people are actually wearing these devices and using them and then calling in and sharing their experiences, because then a whole new energy field starts to take place. I've seen this happen many times, and it's really fun to start sharing with a listening audience, especially a new listening audience back in the Providence, Rhode Island area, because I know this is all new to a lot of you people back there, but just because you're kind of hidden up north there doesn't mean that, and kind of in a little pocket, doesn't mean that you can't get involved with fun in the world here and at the same time increase your vitality, your energy, and your spirituality. Because that's what life is all about, is having fun. And, remember, also, don't ever condemn some of these things without trying, because condemnation without experimentation is the height of ignorance, one of my teachers once taught me. So we have a lot of fun with the pyramids. And just to briefly go back over them so that people understand what we're talking about, some of the newer listeners, we have a 24-karat gold-plated steel pyramid that sells around $30. It's not very expensive. The only reason it's even that much is because gold prices have escalated from originally, when we started, it was $125 an ounce. Now I think it's $400-something dollars an ounce. So that drives the price of our product up, but it's an amazing pyramid, the Pyridome. It puts you in the alpha state. And we developed it during the 70s when the American housewife was having a lot of problems with Valium. And that was the largest drug addiction at the time, whereas cocaine became the drug of the 80s of addiction. Valium was of the 70s. And then later on we developed a copper-plated over gold pyramid on a steel base. It's called the Firedome, which stimulates the adrenal glands and gives you physical energy, and it's great for, you know, if you want to wash or wax your car and have energy the following evening, but, you know, do a lot of Saturday chores like I do and then still have energy for Saturday night. Pyramid is great because I just hate it when, you do work real hard on Saturday and you have these plans for Saturday night, but suddenly you're so exhausted by 8 o'clock in the evening, you want to go to bed instead of go out and have a little fun. That's too bad, you know. And the fire dome helps alleviate that problem. And then we developed the ray dome later on using silver, which increases the mental and physical energy and your attention span. I do a lot of writing, for example. And those of you that have purchased my book, Death is Ignorance, which goes into a lot of this different, these subjects in great detail. You look at the chapter I wrote in Oxygen, it's pretty long, and Pyramid Energy. It's a pretty long chapter, and I sat for 24 hours straight wearing a silver pyramid on my head and still had creative energy flowing in my body, whereas the normal attention span for a writer, at least me, before I started wearing pyramids, and I used to write tech manuals for NASA, so I've been writing manuals and books all my life for different functions. I used to have about a four-hour attention span. Once I started wearing the pyramid, it increased from 4 hours to about 16 or 17 hours. It's amazing to see that happen. And then we developed the titanium pyramids later on, and that was a bit of a nightmare because titanium is a wonder metal, but it's very hard to work with on a manufacturing level. And we had to use NASA plating tech, actually to plate the titanium itself because it's such a strong metal, but it's very light. We had to go back to a NASA place, NASA laboratory that does a lot of plating for the aerospace industry to get our plating done, which we currently go to now. But when you use titanium as a base and wear it on the head in a pyramid form, it's super light, but it has super conductivity, and the electricity levels of the brain are enhanced probably thousands of times. I know we've had a lot of universities test them, and they show a definite increase in endocrine activity, a definite increase in hormone activity at the receptor sites, and that's what we want in the brain, and a definite increase in mood elevation. And I think it's a lot safer to say that it's easier to do mood elevation with, say, a gold titanium product than a bunch of Prozac. So these are the kinds of things that we want to share with you, and we hope that you'll keep calling in and getting literature. And if our 800 number is busy, then you can call us on our 714 number, which is 714-499-2603. And we'll leave you, and in closing, we hope you have a good week, and we'll be talking to you next Wednesday. Thank you.
Well, that ended that just right on the cue.